With your afternoon market wrap, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network. The grain and livestock markets closed mixed on Friday. Weak, choppy markets have been the story of the year for these markets. Northern Crops Marketing and Investments market analyst Brad Paulsen says the coronavirus is overdone for the grains.
It's rattled the markets. The stock market was very overbought to the upside. We had record highs most of the month, early month of February. We saw some stocks almost doubled since the first of the year in the NASDAQ. So that was due for correction, but we probably got the correction in here now. We need to see the China buyers show up here as we get into March, as they promised to do so. We did close a bit higher in Minneapolis wheat today. Haven't settled there yet, but we had a nice little bump on the close. And we closed in the grains, at least in the upper end of the ranges.
The livestock markets being impacted by the stock markets.
Finished almost limit down in those April live cattle, down 290, down 270 in June's. So the hogs were down a little bit, not too bad, down 27 and 80. And the feeder cattle were down $1.30 to $1.45. So not the worst performance in the world, but definitely not the best performance either.
At the close, March Minneapolis wheat up 3.5 at 5.11 1/4. March Chicago wheat down 1/4 at 5.29. March Kansas City wheat up 2 1/4. March corn up 2 at 3.66 1/2. December corn down 0.5 at 3.77. March beans down 2 3/4 at 8.83 1/2. November beans down 5 1/4 at 9.08 1/4. April live cattle down $2.90 at 107.57. March feeder cattle down $1.30 at 131.27. April down $1.37. April lean hogs down 27 cents at 62.27. That's your afternoon market wrap. I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.